I'm Wayne Corey for the Global Mission Committee of McFarland Lutheran Church. Committee member Mike Catterall recently led 20 members of the congregation, 14 adults and 6 youth, on a mission trip to Puerto Rico. They assisted Lutheran Disaster Response in continuing the cleanup fix-up efforts in the wake of Hurricane Maria. The trip continued a Christian fellowship effort that began at MLC in 2003. Mike, what's the motivation for you and for the congregation for doing so much in Puerto Rico?
Oh, thanks, Wayne. That's a very good question, because sometimes I get it divided between my own personal motivation and the church motivation. But coming from the church aspect, I think we got to go back to 2003 when the Synod of South Central Wisconsin and paired our Synod with the Caribbean Synod. And through that, it seemed like that was the beginning, that a spirit led the larger church to pair us up with another church of smaller size in the Caribbean. And from a really nice part of it is that we started doing these trips in March when it's cold and snowy here. And so part of the motivation is to escape the winter and to go someplace warm. But in reality, I believe the Lord has called our church and called members of this church. In fact, 113 of them over the years, some of those people have gone more than once, to go to some place that has a different culture and that has a little, quite a bit lower poverty level than what we have here in the States. And so I think it's part of the Lord saying, I need your help. I need your help to go to these areas to work, share with other brothers and sisters of the Lord to understand how they live, and becomes more of a sharing thing. And the work's just the glue that holds it together. We go there with the mission of working, but at the same time, the bigger motivation is loving other people from a different area.
This year, when you were there, what all did the group do?
This year, unfortunately, for the people of Puerto Rico, they sustained a lot of damage in 2007 by Hurricane Maria. And this year, for the first time in all of our trips, the projects was led by Lutheran Disaster Relief. In the past, we've always made up our own projects with the Church of Reconciliation in Levittown, Puerto Rico. But this year, with all the disaster that happened in Puerto Rico, Lutheran Disaster Relief is set up in the camp that we normally would stay at, and they provided projects for us. When we arrived in Puerto Rico, we met with the leadership of Lutheran Disaster Response, and they set us up with 3 houses to work with. So we divided our group of 20 into thirds, depending on the size of the projects that we had. And we went to 3 different towns to work on houses. And so we basically, for 2 of the houses, they were elderly ladies, one in her 80s. The one that I got to work on was, she was 100 years old. And we were basically doing painting, general cleanup, maintenance, just fixing up their property so that they had a sense of appreciation for their place that they lived in. And it really taught us a lesson, too, about how grateful our little bit of work that we thought of just painting and cleaning up really meant to them, to both of those people. The third group went to another town and worked on a house that it needed some roof work, a concrete roof, not a frame roof, but a cement roof. And they did some cleaning and put some seal coating on there so, to prevent water from leaking into the house. So mostly we did a lot of maintenance work, and that's okay because we have, as all of our trips, we have youth with us, and we have mostly unskilled people that maybe they don't know the trades as well as the professionals, but we still were able to offer our hands and our energy to hopefully brighten someone's day.
Now, every trip, a group of youth, some of the youth from this congregation, go with you, right?
Oh, definitely. That's part of our plan. Ever since the beginning in 2003, which I was part of with my entire family, my wife, Judy, and daughter, Nina, and son, Ben, that's how I got involved with it, is we went as a family. And part of the thing is we always want to take youth with us. The maximum we'll usually take is 50% youth and 50% adults. And I think that's just more from a logistics standpoint. We always take the youth along. And I think the one thing that I've noticed over the years is that adults think that kids won't work, especially when they're away from school or whatever. But we soon find out that they are very motivated to help others. And they do work, and they work hard. And the other thing that really benefits from this is we get conversations between our youth and people from this church that would have never happened if we continued to stay in McFarland. It just would not happen. They wouldn't have that opportunity to mix with somebody maybe older or not someone that they don't know on a Sunday basis. And we're basically there for usually 6 or 7 days, so there's no chance to escape. And it's amazing how the communication lines blend together throughout the trip.
I was going to say that the trip is probably an eye-opener for the youth who go, but it's probably an eye-opener for everybody who goes.
I would agree with that. I think adults sometimes have more of an opportunity to have experiences through their life of maybe how they were brought up or conditions that they had personally or things that they've seen along the way. Obviously, from the church standpoint, we know that there's a lot of need for other people out there, and we're aware of that, from poverty to hunger to who knows what else. Just adults have probably a little more experience. Youth, they bring a fresh opening to that, is that they see things sometimes that they don't have here. They think they don't have much here, but they get in an area where there's less. And that really tears at their heartstrings a lot. And we see that almost on every trip where they're the ones just pouring out their arms and their love to others that they don't even know. And that's really neat to say. Not this trip, but the trip before, we actually had the opportunity to go into the streets of New San Juan where we served homeless food and clothing. And it was primarily everybody participated, but it was really neat to watch the youth involved because that's something they don't see around here. And we actually had one young lady taking the clothes and setting it up like it was in a store. And then another one would say, oh, I think I got the right piece of clothes for you. And then we saw a homeless man take the sandwich and feed it to his dog first before he ate. So I think you don't see that around, I think the youth pick up on that, and it really helps them understand what they have compared to what they think they need.
Our congregation has developed a close relationship with a congregation in Puerto Rico.
Definitely. From 2003, I actually got the history completely from the first youth director that we had here that started this trip back in 2003. And the story was that she was a member of the LCA convention in 2003. And at that time, Bethel of Madison was getting interested in a trip to Puerto Rico. And she made contacts with them. And there was a man, Jafet Carreras, who is the music director for Levittown, Reconciliation Church that we partnered with in Levittown. And he also was the music leader for the youth in the Puerto Rican area of San Juan. And so Bethel Madison was paired up with Bethel Dorado, by the name of their church. And they paired us up because they knew that we had an energized youth program and Reconciliation Church had a energized youth program. So we thought that would be a good blend. And so that's basically how we got partnered with the church in Levittown, Puerto Rico. And from there, that first trip, we didn't blend too well with the Puerto Ricans, only because we worked 100% of our week at the camp that we're staying at. So we didn't have any blend with that church. The final day, we had church services on Sunday. That's when we met them. That's when we started to get to know them. And then they held a fiesta for us that night. And then that was the thing that really got us going. All of a sudden, we're dancing salsa. We're, you know, eating with these people. We're dancing with them. We're sweating with them. And we knew from that trip on that we're going to do more with these people. We just felt that has to be. It just has to be. And luckily, in 2005, that next trip, we worked right with the church and the people there and got to know them very well. And as you can think, over 16 years, my relationship with a lot of them people has grown. I go in there. They know me by name. They treat us like family. In fact, they tell us we're family. So there is a strong bond. And as you could think, we have 113 people that's been there. They've also had that connection with the church, too. And they have heartfelt, we still have people that went in the earlier years saying, you know, how's Pastor Pablo doing? You know, how's Jose doing? How's Gloria doing? And things like that. They remember those people, and they remember us too. And I think that's through, a lot of that is through the Spirit, Holy Spirit working with us and keeping that connection going.
What does the future hold for this?
As we get going, I just hope that it continues going. We've had a couple of times where we weren't able to go. We like to go every other year, just from planning nature, you know, trying to get the airlines figured out, the food figured out. But now with the hurricane, we figure there's going to be several years before the island is in restored sense. They're doing very well now. The electricity's there, water's clean, traffic's running okay. But there's still a lot of places out in the island, and especially in the center of the island where there's less road connection and electrical connection that still needs to be worked on. So I'm hoping that we'll be going maybe every year now to work with Lutheran Disaster Response, because the planning for us now is been really reduced a lot. All we have to worry about is getting people and getting the people there, because when we're there, we have Lutheran Disaster Response getting the projects for us, getting the materials for us, feeding us, and all that we had to do in the beginning. Other years of planning took a lot of time and energy to do it, but now it's basically, you know, send us people, you know, send us your prayers, you know, send us money, you know, send us funds if you can, and we'll, you know, I think we're going to be going there for a while yet. My actual hope is someday that the youth that we took along on these trips will continue the relationship. And don't like to so much boast about my own family, but my son Ben started when he was in eighth grade. He's 30 years old now, and I think he's been on five or six of these trips with us. He's one of our lead drivers. And this recent trip, one of the young boys said, when I get like Ben's age, I want to do this. I want to be like Ben.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Catterall recently led 20 members of McFarland Lutheran Church on the congregation's latest mission trip to Puerto Rico. For the Global Mission Committee of MLC, I'm Wayne Corey.